This is Abnormal Entertainment.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to lift your glass and raise your spirits with Kevin Moyers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kevin Moyers, and welcome to Raise Your Spirits, episode 221, the late Thursday evening edition of the show. Man, oh man, there is not a lot for me to talk about specifically. A few things going on in the world, but I do hope you enjoyed the Cam Harst and Mike Kaplan interview last week. It's good to hear his voice. Would have been his 40th, like I said last week and week before and whatnot. So happy birthday again, Cam. And we do miss you. So I did get, on his birthday, did get a little bit of gin and a ginger ale and posted that up on the Raise Your Spirits Facebook page, which should have gone on Twitter as well. Pretty sure. Anyway, I did that in Cam's honor, though the gin and ginger ale is not my favorite combination. I like tonic or lemonade in general. That's my thing. I do like a gin Bloody Mary, by the way. Do like that. And, did that. Sam and I both had our, she had some vodka. She's not big on gin, but, still toast to the man there. New Amsterdam, because that was our cheapy favorite always. And, got to save a little dough. So there's that. And it's also, if you look at our new logo, it is based on the New Amsterdam label. The original was based off of the Tanqueray label. That's what we used to drink all the time until we discovered New Amsterdam, which is a light, airy kind of gin. It's not too strong tasting. I don't know. It's nice. It's good. It does the job if you want a nice gin and tonic. And you get a couple of 2-3 drinks in you. You get a little fucked up there. And, you kind of do your thing. So. couple things happened this past week. I'll get into the simpler things. We had Columbus Day. And at the same time in Canada, that's Canadian Thanksgiving. I said some things I was thankful for, so did Sam. I feel like I'm honorarily Canadian-ish, whatever the hell that means, but, I said a few things I was thankful for. I shared them with Sam, the Canadian in the family, so, as far as the three of us go in this little tiny family, so... I represent much of white Europe, not the evil English that, ruined the world, kind of made it where it is, but, I don't know, I look at the English with some contempt for what they've done. They've given us some wonderful comedy and music that I enjoy, but, historically, they're, the shit starters, honestly, between India, South Africa, North America, the UK in general, is a lot of shit that's gone on because of England. Bunch of fuckers, I'm telling you. So, I don't think anybody takes them that seriously anymore, like, as a world power, because they're kind of not, in the way they were. They seem kinder and gentler now in some ways, they speak in foopity foppity kind of ways. Hello. But I'll have another crumpet. Ooh. Anyway, I can't be scared of that. Even the Jason Stathams of the world, I can't be scared of that. The Vinnie Jones, all right. You're supposed to be scary, I guess. I don't know. I like Vinnie Jones. I like Jason Statham very much. Like them both. Vinnie Jones all over the superhero shit. He was in season 4 of Arrow and then some previous stuff. And yeah, he was Juggernaut in the X-Men movies, and one of them, I think Days of Future Past. Not sure. Maybe the one before it. But either way, you know, stuck his toes into some things I like, entertainment-wise. But, yeah, anyway, I think more along the lines of the Great British Bake Off and how they are. So, I don't know. But I don't know. I've never been there. Although the plan is to one day, Sam has been there, to one day, if the Cardinals or Bears play an NFL game over there, we plan to go. So I think that will be a nice family trip to London. So we'll see. It'll be fun times. But anyhow, on Monday, we had Columbus Day. And there's one wonderful thing about that I didn't know until the next day. My home here, the city of Phoenix, officially changed Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. And a few states have done that. A few states did that last year. And the tide is turning against Columbus, the dirty, filthy bastard who came over here and just, you know, he didn't discover shit. Leif Erikson was here a long time before he was, sometime in the 1300s, I believe. So a Viking got here first, planted in Minnesota, and then decided to start winning in the NFL or something like that. I don't know the whole story. Anyway, but anyway, yeah, so that's how that's going. Columbus is soon to be erased from our nation as a celebrated man, and I think that's wonderful. I think he's a big old giant pile of doo-doo, and he needs to go away. My daughter, who is 8 now, also thinks he's a piece of shit, and I guess a couple of her teachers have, over the last few years, have been kind enough to share that sentiment with the class, so I think it's great, and, you know, let's get rid of the scumbag. Speaking of scumbags, I watched the second presidential debate, which immediately followed Donald Trump's video of, you know, grabbing by the pussy. That was great, awesome, wonderful to see that, you know, a man who is really close to the presidency is an advocate of sexual assault. He's all for it, loves to do it, thinks because he's a celebrity, it's, you know, something he can do with abandon. And Billy Bush, who is, yes, he's an entertainment reporter, but he's also related to the Bush family, you know, of two presidents and a presidential candidate this year around, you know, that Bush family. He was like, yeah, dirty, gross dude, frat bro, who keeps getting away with shit in our court systems kind of guy. So, yeah, he's thankfully been suspended by NBC. I'm sure he's going to get fired, which would be nice. And honestly, people are calling for Trump to be removed from the ticket, the Republican ticket. Mike Pence is no better. You want to replace him with Pence, who's a homophobe and hates women. Once submitted a law or a bill that would require women to bury their miscarriages, hold funerals for their miscarriages. So I don't know how Mr. Douchebag Pence thinks that's going to happen, but yeah, he's bad too, in case you forgot. In case you didn't know, because nobody pays attention to these VPs unless they're ridiculous like Sarah Palin. And guess what? He's worse than Sarah Palin ever could have been. Ever. She's a dummy. But, yeah. So, the second debate was a train wreck all the way around for Trump, especially. Anderson Cooper and Martha were the moderators and had to keep him in line quite often, had to cut Clinton off when she'd go about a minute over her time, which she didn't mind doing. She's like, fuck this. This maniac's doing whatever he wants. I'm going to do whatever I want. You know, it was just embarrassing all the way around until the last person to ask a question made them say something nice about each other. But and speaking of that, quick sidebar, I'm doing a new podcast called Person of the Week. And I have two people this week as in my first episode, because I had one, and then I decided to add another. So I did that, and that'll be up every Saturday. I'm gonna look through the week, see who's interesting or compelling, and do that nice little short, very short, couple minutes long, positive podcast. So, you know, you want a little something extra to listen to? You got something. So, yeah. Anyhow, it was a train wreck, an absolute train wreck. And I love the response to it. He's plummeting. The whole thing's a disaster, top to bottom. The Republican Party is falling apart. Both Chris Christie and Joe Arpaio are going to be dealing with some very bad court situations very soon. Chris Christie over his bridge incident a couple years ago, and Joe Arpaio over, you know, his entire disgusting career as Maricopa County Sheriff here in Arizona. And that's the county I live in. He's tried to say horrendous, slanderous things about his opponent, Paul Penzone, things that have been debunked long ago. Penzone is currently, for the first time ever, he's run against Arpaio several times as a Democratic candidate and lost every time. And for the first time ever, he has a lead, a 10-point lead over Joe Arpaio. And I think, the toughest sheriff in America. He's tough on crime, except when he's the one committing it. So, yeah, it's time for him to go. I'd also like to see John McCain go. John McCain and several other Republicans pulled their endorsement of Trump after the tape, the grab him by the pussy tape, was leaked. And, cocaine Trump, as confirmed by Carrie Fisher. It took this for them to pull their endorsements. McCain continues to run on something he did over 40 years ago. Yes, he was a hero in Vietnam. In Vietnam, he has nothing that he can hold up as an accomplishment while he's been a senator for the eons he has been. Not one thing that he can campaign on. I did this. No. Nope. He had a campaign reform bill that fell through, and it was the McCain-Feingold bill, and it fell through. And he and Feingold was a Democrat, and they, you know, reached across the aisle to work on this together, and that was great, but it didn't work, and he has nothing. He has absolutely nothing to run on. So hopefully his opponent, Anchor Patrick, beats him, even if she sucks. She'll be out in one term if she does suck, and somebody else better comes along. And she's all for term limits, and so am I. When these guys stagnate here in Congress. See, it has nothing to do with the president. It's all these guys that we keep voting in over and over and over and over and over again. They sit there 30, 40, 50 years in these seats doing nothing but collecting a fucking paycheck and getting reelected. So it's time for them to go. Term limits for all. If we hold the highest office in the land up to term limits, then every lower office underneath it should have the same rules. There's no reason somebody should be the mayor of a city for 30 years. As much as I like Mayor Daley in Chicago, he shouldn't have been mayor for 30 years. No way, no how. Nobody should. Nobody should. It's the way it is. Senator, congressman, none of these guys. Dick Durbin should be retired. John McCain should be retired. Every Pelosi and that turtleneck McConnell, all should be retired. They've all served more than enough time, all of them. They all need to go, including, hate to say it, Bernie Sanders. He's been a senator for far too long, too. Everybody who's been there too long needs to go home, and we need to reset this every few years. That's what we need to do. That's the only way progress happens. It gives, and it gives them incentive to go, all right, well, I'm only here for a little while. I may as well do some shit. I don't have to worry about getting reelected. You ever notice the second term, a president does much more work in the second term because they don't have to worry about getting reelected? That's it. They don't have that stress, that worry. Oh, what if I do this? Then they won't. Oh, who gives a fuck? They can't. I'm done. My career's over after this. And then I go speak at schools and write a book and have my library and so on and so forth. That's why we need that to happen. when all they're thinking about is how do I keep my job, nothing gets done. So that's it. Anyway, oh God, what was the other thing? I was going to talk about something else. Fuck. I blanked. Hang on. Okay, I remember what I want to talk about. Sorry, I took a pause there. The magic of podcasting. During my pause, I went to get some water and went downstairs, turned on the light. I'm completely naked right now because I'm home alone and who gives a shit? And I'm jumping in the shower after this, and I need to cool down after a grubby day of work. Forgot my blinds are completely open in the living room, so the whole neighborhood just got a free peek. You know, I don't think anybody's out there, but still, what the hell? But, oh, I wanted to talk about, yeah, some fun stuff for me. Writing a story with the kid, and I don't know if I talked about this last time. No, because I had Jesse on before. I don't think I did bring it up. Writing a story with the kid, and we get to a point where it's like we're stuck. And I said, okay, we have to write this part out. So I get this marker board. I'm going to go write down ideas. She takes a marker and just writes it, writes the whole thing on a marker board, the whole scene, so to speak, of the book, the chapter, whatever you want, like just writes the whole thing out, what's going to happen, who does what, everything, bit by bit, the whole thing's done. Amazing. All in her handwriting on a marker board, and I cannot, I won't post it because, you know, it's our story, and I need to get it written properly, but it's one of the most awesome things I've ever witnessed in my life. She just went, go, pew, done, story. Let's do this shit, you know. And it started as a bedtime story because she wanted me to make up a bedtime story. And I've had this idea in my head with, you know, supernatural creatures. And I started to tell her the story and she really liked it. And she's like, well, how about more? How about more? And oh, what if this happened? What if this happened? She started interjecting stuff. And then it was just like, awesome. And so we started writing it together and it just became a thing. And it was pretty amazing, honestly. And she just went. It was so fucking cool to watch her just go, and then this happened, and she just wrote it, and it's so amazing. But she and I are watching a ton of superhero stuff. Sam and I are watching Luke Cage separately because it's a little more adult, the Marvel Netflix stuff. But the kid and I watch the CW stuff, Flash and Arrow, and we also started watching Young Justice. We're almost done with season two on that one, and there's only two seasons. It's all on Netflix. But we got caught up on Flash, and it's starting to blend Flash and Arrow quite a bit, where one talks about stuff that happened on the other, and you're like, fuck, if I don't watch both, I'm lost. And then now Supergirl is going to be on there, and we haven't watched any of that yet, but we want to. That's like our next thing once we're caught up with Young Justice, and it's fucking craziness. But, man, season two of Flash, season four of Arrow, they had, because they introduced Legends of Tomorrow, which has characters from both shows, and then they're time traveling and, like, saving stuff. It's like eight different characters, villains and heroes, that are in a group together. It's pretty cool. It's a little cluttered for me. I watched the first episode or two. It's a two-parter, the first one. And there's just a lot with that many characters. It's hard to focus, and I'm hoping they do a better job with it as time goes on. But there's basically a two-parter to introduce Hawkman and Hawkwoman or Hawkgirl, whatever. I don't know which way they're calling her in the show. But yeah, the first part's on Flash, second part's on Arrow. So we watch those together, and then Casey wanted to watch Arrow, which she hasn't had an interest in before. But she's getting into it because now she knows the characters because they cross into Flash and stuff like that. And it's pretty cool. And, you know, it's less violent as the series goes on. I mean, there's a lot of fight scenes and stuff, but it's martial arts and shit like that, which she loves. You know, and no killing in the later seasons, really. The first season was just kill, 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 kill. And then by the end of that, Oliver Queen's like, maybe I shouldn't kill people. I'm going to turn a new leaf because my friend died. Yeah, so there's that, which is pretty cool. But it's so fun watching these things with Casey. And I enjoy the hell out of them on my own. So, and I got to tell you something funny I did. I don't have a DVR because I don't have cable. Cable's a waste of money. I watch pretty much Netflix, Hulu, and then live TV for football. So we got caught up on The Flash, and then the new season started. But it's not on Hulu anymore. We used to watch it the next day when the new episode would air. And it's like, shit, they don't have it anymore. Now Netflix has the contract, and so they're going to release the full season 2 weeks after the season ends. That means we have to wait half a year from the start of season three, 23 episodes plus 2 weeks. That's half a year, you know, a week short of half a year. And we don't want to wait 6 months to get our show. So I still own a VCR. It's going to sound ridiculous, but I decided to record the stuff. And you can watch it through the CW app, but it sucks watching it on a phone or a tablet. They don't let you watch it online or, you know, through the internet or whatever. It's stupid. You have to download their fucking dumb app, which is only on phones and tablets. So we watched the first Flash on the phone because I couldn't get the VCR set up right. And then I recorded the second episode on the goddamn VCR. VHS, I'm telling you, fast forwarding through commercials as we're watching, trying to hit play like right at the right moment. Come back. Old school as fuck, let me tell you. Busting out the VCR like a ridiculous jackass. But we got to watch it, and it's super good, really enjoyable. Kevin Smith directed an episode in season two, which was great, and so, like, it's perfectly him. It's thoughtful, it's touching. Jason Mewes is in it for a second, in a really funny scene. A lot of good lines in it, you know, which he takes no credit for. He didn't write it, but there's an actor that's in iZombie, and he's a villain in the first season of The Flash. He pops up again in the second season, and they make an iZombie reference, which I was fucking dying at. But anyway, he's directing something for the second season. I'm sure he's already completed it by now, but yeah, I'm just excited because he did a great job with it, and the fact that they invited him back, like, yes, do more, that's awesome, because it was such a good episode with Barry trapped inside the Speed Force. So cool. But anyway, Luke Cage, we're not done with it yet. We're a few episodes from the end, but so far Marvel Netflix has done two seasons of Daredevil and one season of Jessica Jones. Iron Fist is coming. Defenders is coming. Then you'll have Punisher, stuff like that. So far, Luke Cage is my favorite. My favorite. Sam's is still Jessica Jones, which introduced Luke Cage. But she identifies with that character the most. She identifies with her very well. I got to say, I identify with Luke Cage. I really do. I made a joke about it yesterday, you know, like bald black man living in the inner city. Like, I made that joke to Sam, you know. But honestly, I do. I grew up in kind of a, you know, so-so neighborhood in Chicago. There was shit happening, gang stuff like that. Identify with that. I identify with him, like, wanting to be the hero, yet in some way wanting to stay back and out of all the shit. I get that too. It's so good, so good. And then Claire, the nurse, Rosario Dawson plays, she's in this as well. Plays a pretty big role. She was very small in her role was small in Jessica Jones, but feel like she's going to link all these shows together. I'm sure she'll show up in Iron Fist somehow and then link them all to become the Defenders. So, so great, so good. I don't understand the people, like, I don't get it. I don't identify with it. Why do they have to, like, talk about black stuff so much? That's real shit on the internet. Why do they talk about black stuff so much? Are you fucking kidding me? He's a black man. Who, what the fuck do you think? And it's not like they're like, as a black man, as a, you know, as an African American, as a person of color, they're not doing that shit through the show. He's just a guy. He's just a fucking guy who happens to be a black man in Harlem, and the villains, everybody. It's like, honestly, there are some white characters, of course, in the mix, and Hispanic characters, but you know, it's his experience in his neighborhood and his life. He's black. What the fuck do you want to happen? You know what I mean? Like, is he not supposed to have that experience? Is he not? I'll just pretend I'm white. You know, like, what the fuck do you want to happen? People piss and moan so much about this shit. It's a fucking great show. It's well written, the best written of the bunch so far, best story of the bunch so far, and again, the most identifiable character for me in Luke Cage, because he is like that regular guy that has an ability. So, you know, and Jessica Jones was kind of like that. She was like a regular person in many ways, but she had her abilities, you know, very, very similar to Luke Cage's, except, you know, not the impenetrable skin, which they do explain in a very cool way. I like that. But anyway, I'm not done with the series yet, but still the best so far for me. I loved it. And just knock the fuck off. I can't identify with because not a white guy. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a shit? Just, he's a person, you're a person, be a fucking person, don't be a dickhole, don't be an asshat, jag-off, fuckface. Watch the goddamn show and enjoy it, okay? Not everything is made specially to reach out to you. Sometimes people are different. What, do you identify with Superman? No, stupid, you don't. You're not a flying alien who shoots lasers out of his eyes, you dumb shit. Quit bitching. Quit being a stupid ass and enjoy the fucking thing. Enjoy the fucking thing that was made for you, you dumb dick. Stop ruining things for other people or trying to, because you're not ruining it for me. You're ruining it for your stupid fucking airheaded self. Yeesh. Anyway. Yes, it's great. It's great. It's a great fucking show. Watch it. Watch it and enjoy it. Water is so good right now. My allergies are fucking killing me. So, anyhow, yes. So please do that. It's not going to be a long show this week. I want you to check out Person of the Week. That's my newest show. 1980s movie Graveyard has two shows up with us this week. They're going through Halloween for this month. So kick on their show, watch the movie along with them, and have a great time. That's the point of the show. Don't forget we did Yoga Hosers, with Mass Blogster and Geo from ESS last week for Cinema Head Cheese. Check that out. That's really good. Masterpiece Theater. The 51st episode of Mac and Cheese was so fucking funny. They brought up the British Bake Off and talked about that. They both enjoy that show. But, God, No, not them. Oh, somebody else brought that up, a different show that I listened to. It's a show called Anywhere But Here. Anyway, confusing things. No, I listened to them back to back. That's why I mixed them up. Anyway, Mac and Cheese had some really funny shit too for their 51st. I'm telling you, the allergies are messing with my head. I'm all like clogged up and congested. But yeah, we just have a bunch of good stuff this week to check out for you. For your enjoyment, pleasure, for your entertainment. Double D had a new episode with a new co-host that they're bringing in. So, an Asian redneck, and he played the fiddle. So, that's pretty cool. that was a fun show. Just check it all out, abnormalentertainment.com. A lot of fun things. And, you know, I'm keeping it short this week. It's okay. I'm tired. The mail has sucked. And Lynn... she can back me up on that, because it sucked for her too. She sent me a message of the disaster that were her letters on Tuesday after the holiday, and ours were too. It was nationwide. The post office fucked everybody. So yeah, great stuff. But yeah, it's been an awful week, and I hope tomorrow and Saturday are much better. I even worked my day off this week, but that's OT, good stuff. And yeah, so anyway, thank you for listening. Didn't have a lot to say, but enough. I fixed my car. That was good. Fixed it this weekend. It's nice. No more smoke. Good shit. I was panicked about that for a while. I really was. I thought it was the engine, the transmission. Nah, just a leak in the power steering hose. Awesome. Fixed it. Done. Whew. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate it. I got nothing else to say, so I will just say... Until next week, cheers.
Subscribe to Raise Your Spirits on iTunes, Stitcher, and at abnormalentertainment.com/raiseyourspirits. Find Raise Your Spirits and Kevin Moyers on Facebook. Tweet at RYS Podcast and at Kevin Moyers. Email the show, ryspodcast@gmail.com. And for more podcasts, comics, books, movies, and more, head to abnormalentertainment.com.
You've been listening to the Abnormal Entertainment Network.